may cause irrational excitement.
Welcome you guys to another episode of Take Five with Word to the Wise. I am your host, Terry Patrick, and I came here to talk to you guys today about something that has been burning inside of my heart. And that is, have you ever been treated like you have risen above your station? Have you ever been treated like, man, you don't belong here? Have you ever walked in a place and they treated you like this is something that is not for you, especially when it comes to success? And leadership development, that is something that where you have to have the courage, you have to have the confidence, and it's called a managerial courage. But there are times where those that will have the good old boys club will treat you as a woman as, what are you doing here? Or maybe you've been told that you're too young to be part of the senior leadership. You're too old. You're out of date. You're antiquated. See, the word that they used to use for that was something that had a very racial undertone to it. It was called uppity. Yes, uppity. And they used to put the N-word on the back of it for a little bit of, you know, a little bit of lemon juice in that paper cut there. But that what was a racial epithet, I now wear it as a badge of honor. And I'm going to tell you why. Uppity is something that tells me, I don't like that you hear, but I'm also intimidated that you know what you're talking about. I'm also very, very apprehensive about what you're going to do with the information that you have. You seem to be powerful in my eyes. Yes, you don't belong here because it is something that where if you win, then I lose. I'm going to talk about that next week. If you win, then I lose. Oh, if I'm a winner, that makes you a loser? No, there's no such thing. There's enough to go around, but that word uppity, it is something that burned me up. And so now I have changed it to my place is in your face. I know exactly where my place is. It's right here where I belong. I do have these t-shirts and I wear them. I never really talk about it. And I've had a couple people ask me, what does it mean? What does it mean that you have that shirt on? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means I ain't going nowhere. I quote, I believe it was 50 Cent in the Game. Hated to love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm going to shine until my heart pop. Go ahead and envy me. I'll be the MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. I want you guys to just get to know me. And yes, if you call me that word, I will wear it. I will wear it appropriately. Yes, I do say that I am. I am that. Not that I'm arrogant. Not that I'm putting on airs. Not that snobbish uppity. Because see, that's what the word is also attached to. But words can change their meaning. Come on, cousins. Can't a word change its meaning? I'm changing this word right here. Uppity. My place is in your face. Every Wednesday, I'm going to dig into a hot new topic. And today on this Take Five, I am so glad that you guys can tune in. Tune in to the podcast. Listen to the full episode every Wednesday. That's Word to the Wise with the exclamation point. Coming to you wherever you hear these messages, my cousins. And I want to see you guys come and just hang out with me right over here inside of the Cousins Crew Cigar Bar, where we can just kick our shoes off, have a good conversation, and just talk like folks. And anybody who listens to the podcast is my cousin. And if you are a guest and you would like to be on the program, well, guess what? You get a shirt. I am doing this because I'm doing it for Pops and Fat Mama. And this is April. It is National Poetry Month. Did you guys know that? April is National Poetry Month. And now I spit ambidextrous from the left brain to the mic in my right hand, and then I Allen Iverson crossover and reverse. And just like the good book sitting on your nightstand, it all began with the word. Word like word up, word is bond in the words you heard. They made a worldwide rattle, and like a herd of cattle, they still proceed to stampede. Like Martin Luther King, I too have a dream. But I dream not of genie, but of an urban trinity. The day when hip-hop, gospel, and poetry will become this tri-communal entity. A myriad of music, a pyramid of prosperity, bringing clarity as a rarity that has barely, rarely ever been seen. You know what I mean? Well, quantum throwback to the year 1605. It was the African villagers who first entrusted their history to the storytellers. They said, tell the story, just commit it to memory. And now in 2024, those same storytellers, they are singers, poets, and MCs. But everyone's jockeying for a position in the music industry. But I have come like an enema to flush clean and usher in a new day with clairvoyance and nostalgia, with the hindsight and the foresight to spit fire and take you higher. I'll see you guys. Thank you, cousins. And until the next time, next Wednesday, you know how we do. I'm going to do you like I do my potatoes. I'm going to plant you now, and I'm going to dig you later.